You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Wednesday, July 19th, and I didn't manage to get to the podcast yesterday because I just didn't get to it. I was busy editing at the computer all day and didn't feel sociable enough to talk to you. But I wanted to tell you about the project I did last week that I'm not quite finished with. But I went to New York for 3 days to record a CD of forgotten Tin Pan Alley music. I don't have a great soundbite about it yet. So if you think of one, email me and tell me. But basically, working on these Chopin etudes has been such a huge, huge project and so humbling and so long-term that... there's something a little bit ridiculous about a piece that you've worked on for 2.5 years but don't feel like you're ready to play in front of an audience, for example. And so the idea of something that was sort of easy that I could put together quickly became really attractive. And so I found these pieces in the Library of Congress. They have a digital archive, and I looked through the digital stuff, and then I actually went down to the Library of Congress and went through some boxes. And I thought it would be interesting to do a project where I could really sort of start practicing the music 2 weeks before the recording and then go do the recording for 3 days. So I did that. And I want to sort of tell you about what that process was like. The first thing I want to say is that I really missed working on the Chopin. I used the Opus 10 as kind of a warm-up the first couple days, and then I didn't. I just kind of let the Chopin go a bit. And it's been really, really nice today and yesterday getting back to the Chopin etudes. So it's nice that they are feeling like such good friends that I missed them when I wasn't playing them. I think the first thing I should probably say is that, this is, I'm sure, completely obvious, that this whole, 2 weeks before recording is clearly not ideal for how to learn music and do a program. I think that for this program it worked, but it ended up taking, I think, much more editing than it would have. I'm going to play you a couple of these, and I'm going to play them. This is not the final edited recording that you're hearing at all. I'm going to play one that's probably going to have a lot of glitches in it, just because it took me a lot of takes to get through. And had I practiced it more, it totally would not have taken as many takes as it did, and as many edits. A couple of the pieces I was able to do in pretty much one take, which was nice. Of course, it was usually take number 4 that was the one take. So I feel like I, spent a little bit more time getting myself to where I should have been playing to start with in the recording studio. Most takes I would play through something usually about 4 times before I got anything that was actually any good. Again, not ideal. So then it usually ended up being take 5, take 6, and then sometimes take 7. That was what I kind of used. But I did want to say one thing that I'm actually really, really proud of with how this whole thing went. Recording can be kind of awful. There's a real feeling of having to get it right and make it perfect that is really different from being on the concert stage. And I think I'm pretty good when I'm on the concert stage at when I have to choose between being dramatic and exciting and emotional and being careful and correct. I think I'm pretty good at choosing dramatic and exciting and emotional. Obviously, you want to practice so that you have both of those things at the same time. But there is an element of letting go that's part of the performing process that I love, actually. And it's hard to get to that in the recording studio. So recording can be a really terrible experience. And I was pretty exhausted at the end of the second day and feeling sort of hopeless about it. But then when I heard the takes the next day, they were not terrible. So that was good. But the thing I wanted to say that I'm really proud of is that even when I was feeling sort of hopeless and exhausted, nobody's ever going to want to listen to this, which could be true, who knows, I think I did a pretty good job of maintaining my feeling of gratitude that I'm in a position where I can take 2 weeks out of my life and just do a project and go and record it. And What becomes of it is a totally different story. But I think I was, even in the moments when it felt difficult and it felt like, oh, I really have to get this measure in the recording studio, I think I did a pretty good job of keeping the feeling of, wow, this is really cool that I get to be here. And I think that's important, kind of important for life. So I don't know what this record is going to end up sounding like. I've heard the individual takes, but I haven't heard the whole mastered thing, and I haven't actually even made the decision about the order of the pieces yet. That's going to be a big project. Might not be a big project. It'll be a project. But I am pretty proud of how the process went. Again, 2 weeks to recording, not ideal, but since it was also kind of what I wanted to do, like I wanted to just do something from 0 to 60 in a short amount of time, and I did that. And so now I just have to make it not drag out for months and months and months, but I think that'll be perfectly fine. Anyway, I think the process went about as well as it could have, given, you know, the music and me and life and everything. And I'm, like I said, I'm proud that I kind of kept a feeling of gratitude about it. Let me play some of this just so you can see what it's like. It's so different from the Chopin. Here's one. This will probably be a little sloppy. This is actually one of the longest song titles apparently ever published in English. It's called He'd Have to Get Under, Get Out and Get Under, parenthesis, to fix up his automobile, close parenthesis. And when I get to the chorus, you'll hear it's... Right, so he'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his automobile. Right, like that's totally what it is. Anyway, let me just play this for you, and we'll see how it goes. I'm going to actually practice that and play it in concert with some of the etudes. Let me play you a couple others that I'm going to be playing in concert one of these days. Let me play you Whippoorwill. So I think that's kind of nice. And then let me do a couple more for you. Let's see. How about... Ooh, how about that hypnotizing man? Let's see. There's lots of these titles that start with that, which I guess was just a trend. These are pieces from 1910 to 1922. And, sorry, this is taking me a minute to find it. Find it. There it is. Okay. So this is that hypnotizing man. Here's a little silly one. This is My Little Lovin' Sugar Babe. Play one more for you. This is going to be Twilight. Twilight. Here we go. Thank you. So that'll give you some idea of what some of these pieces are like. So I recorded 25 of these. I think one of them I may not use. I didn't play it for you today, just because I couldn't find my way to what I really wanted about it. Again, the two-week thing. But I just kind of railroaded through and got them down, and maybe it'll be something that people like listening to, and maybe it won't. I don't know. But there's something kind of nice about, my plan is to actually be pretty much artistically done with this week. So I'm going to make the decisions about the order, and I have one more that I have to finish editing, with just one song. And then I suppose I'll have to think about the cover at some point, but I'm not going to worry about that. But the idea is to just have the project go from start to finish in a short amount of time. And I think that is going to happen. So I'm feeling kind of grateful about that. Next time I'll tell you more about what's going on with the Chopin. It's really nice to come back to them. And I'm trying to memorize the three new etudes and the end of Opus 25 so that Opus 25 doesn't feel so huge. So I'm trying to think about every note in number 11. And so forth. Trying to deal with this. And number 12. And I'm actually not playing anything really up to tempo when I'm practicing. I'm sort of doing some slow practice. I'm also, I've been using Opus 10 sort of all together as a warm-up for a couple of weeks now, which I really am liking. I mean, except for taking time off in this Tin Pan Alley project. But there are some holes in the memory in number 10. Mainly dealing with articulation. I've complained about that a lot before on this podcast, so I won't talk about it now. But so I'm looking at the music when I do that, and then I'm also looking at the music for number 11 because the memory is not solid on the last page. Let me see if I can actually play. This will be the second A section going through the end. Let me see if I can do it from memory. I can't, especially not talking. Yeah, I don't have it. I won't make you listen to that. Anyway, I'm working on solidifying memory of those, and I think I'm going to kind of go back into slow practice. I mean, I have been doing slow practice the last couple of days. And then I'm also learning some Brahms forehand music that I've actually never played. I can't believe I've never played it, but this thing. I'm playing that by ear. So I'm going to be playing the part that. And these guys are a little trickier. Ah, there we go. Than I expected. And it's kind of funny. This is going to be the last thing I'm going to tell you about today. I've realized that I have this sort of feeling that since the Chopin or etudes are so hard, that everything else should be easy. And so when I started playing that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I actually have to practice this, and I actually have to think about what fingering I'm going to use. It was a little bit of a shock. Like, what do you mean I have to think about fingering? I can't just automatically play it. So it's not like the etudes are making me into Superman or anything. But I feel like I know how to practice it, so I'm not actually worried about it. I just have to do it. So I'm going to leave it there. You can find out more about this project at playitagainswig.com. I'd love it if you'd like my Facebook page or write me a review on iTunes. That'd be great. You can also follow me on Twitter at Jocelyn Swigger. And thank you so much for being my practice buddy. Be-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-